Welcome, everyone, to our Stargate Roundtable. We're happy to have all of you back with us, and especially our Don and Doug for getting all the pieces and parts back together to make this work. So we are just excited to test this new equipment, and if we have some things that have to be adjusted, that that may be part of the setup here that we're getting to experience. But we'll begin with the opening meditation, and Vinayak's going to do that with us. So, Vinayak, I pass the talking stick to you.
Thank you very much, Marita. It's a pleasure to be with everybody again. And I especially want to welcome Don and Doug back on the air. Your experience has been quite interesting for all of us, and we're looking forward to hearing more about it, of course. So having said that, I'd like to invite everybody to take a beautiful, deep, cleansing breath. And let it go with an ah. And everything that's going on in your life right now that isn't exactly the way you'd like it to be, take a deep breath and let that go. Another deep breath. And just let everything go. And one more deep cleansing breath for everybody. Breathe in. And let go with Om. And feel yourself comfortably placed in the environment that you're in right now, whether that's seated or lying down, listening, opening your heart. And take the energy now and ground the energy from your feet into the beautiful Mother Earth. And feel the crystalline grid and connect on. Latch on almost like a magnet until you feel completely grounded. Now, moving to the top of your head. Feel a golden crystal cord going up into the heavens, into the cosmos. And connect with your source, whatever that is for you. For some of you, you may feel just a centeredness with that. For others, you may feel some tingling, some vibratory sensations in your body. Whatever it is, it's divinely perfect for you. And now come to your heart center. And allow your heart to open to all that is right now. And just take a moment and acknowledge that at this moment in time, you are connected and you are safe. And you are still breathing. And feeling the energy of the Mother Earth. Feeling the energy of the cosmos, the heavens. Feeling all that is within you, around you, and in your environment right now. Breathe into your heart. And allow your heart to open even more. And acknowledge the perfection that you are at this moment in time. With everything that's going on in the world right now. It is our responsibility to remain calm and peaceful and be the beacons of light that we are. And let that light radiate out to others so that they feel your divine presence in such a way that they feel their own divine connection and presence within themselves. And by you being you, you are the example, you are the light, and you are the leaders and the winners at this moment in time that others look to for leadership and guidance. Your love is so important right now. Your acceptance, your willingness to be there for everyone. Your lack of judgment and your understanding. Your listening abilities and skills are what is required right now in this moment in time. As you listen with your heart and you respond with your wisdom, we all know that we are in the divine and perfect place right now, for we have made choices and we have chosen to be here. And knowing that you are the light, receive the information that is here for you today and share it, if you will, as you're guided to do so. Take another deep, deep breath. And it is with heartfelt gratitude and grace that we are grateful for each and every one of you as you listen to this message, as you deserve and recognize your mission and your calling. Now is the time. The solstice is upon us very soon. I invite you to let go of the old and absolutely everything in your life that's not working for you. That's not as you choose it to be. And in this moment, choose again. And keep choosing as you experience and until you experience that which you desire and that which you know yourself to be. And so it is. You are love. You are loved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Vinayak, for opening the call for us this evening. We're grateful to have you come in from Hawaii. We have Omina is on the call with us tonight, and she will be doing the during the second hour, be allowing people to call in and ask questions. And Tara and Rama are here, and we will be having our special guests right now will be Don and Doug to tell us a little bit about what has happened in Paradise since about 5 weeks ago, I believe. So, Don, are you there? Can you hear me?
Appreciate you letting me in on your show today. Thank you. Thank you. What a pleasure.
Well, people will, some of us know some of the things that you've been through. As all of you may not know, the location of BBS Radio was Paradise, California. And Don, tell them what has happened there and a little bit of your adventures since then.
Wow. I don't know. I'm almost not quite yet over the shock of it all. It's
right.
Intense. You know, I've lived through quite a few dangers and things in my life, but this one was no less intense than some of them. Probably the most dramatic, to be quite honest. You know, there was a lot of people that didn't make it out. Some of us that had the good sense to run while the running was still good, got out, and many of us didn't really know. You know, we didn't know how serious, we didn't know if we were evacuated our particular zone yet, because it was the lowest zone, right? And usually it kind of bypasses what the others get. But, you know, there was, well, I won't go into it. It was, you know, interesting, because when we did get out of there, we didn't get out of there with anything.
So you left and you saved your lives, but you didn't get to take anything. Of course, all of your equipment was gone, all of your household things, your clothes, your toothbrush, or whatever. So imagine being evacuated and having nothing. None of your papers. How about, how did you even function, to be able to get started putting this back together? You had to order, you lost all of your equipment that was there. You had to order all new equipment, and the expense of doing that, I know some of our listeners would, like to help with, getting some of this stuff replaced. How can they do that? How can they best support you financially to even get all this put back together? Because some of the crazy stuff that you have shared is that you still have to pay the mortgage on your buildings that you don't have. I had no idea that was, is that reality? Don.
Yes, can you hear me okay? There we
go. I can now.
Huh, something's a little sticking here. Yeah, no, that's definitely a reality. Definitely. It's unfortunate because I often forget. You know, I think, oh, son of a gun, I don't have to worry about a mortgage payment or anything. And then it hits me. But I will forget, you know, that I actually still have a payment. We still owe the mortgage. We still owe the second mortgage. We still owe, on a business loan, good one. So it's, you know, it was things like that kind of bring you around a little bit. But to be honest, Marita, look, we're back. We're, you know, nothing else really matters. We had a tough time, but we're back. And
how you ever got all of this equipment together and got everything hooked up. I mean, and even your experience of not being able to get to your servers because you didn't have all your passwords. That story was really an interesting one, too.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be interesting. I have lost things in the past, but never something so overwhelming. It's, you know, I'm looking at it with a good sense of destiny, maybe, or a good, not really destiny, but a good sense of understanding, maybe, although I don't have too much of that sometimes. But I'm trying to, and kind of see, well, you know, why was I invited to this sort of an experience? What is it about all this that I have to be paying attention to? Right? So
in paradise, there wasn't anything that was left. Is that right? I think I lost the speaker. Hello? Hello? Can the rest of you on the panel hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But we lost Don. Something I heard that...
Yeah, I heard something click off also with Don.
Yeah, I heard a click exactly.
So this time it's not kind of getting him back on. Something's sticking, he said. Remember before? Don, where are you? I wonder if he can...
Yes.
I'm going
to... Why doesn't somebody ask if he can hear us?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just now. But you've been gone for a couple minutes.
Yeah. Forgive me. I do apologize. Some of this stuff's a little new, you know. I mean, and some of it is not so new.
It's good that we can test it out for you.
Right. Thank you. But there are some quirks to it. Some of the equipment we couldn't yet get. Most of it we got in for Station 1. Everything's up and running. Station 2, let's say we're at half-mast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So how, as far as where are you located now? And I know that, of course, some of the equipment's in the cloud, but where are you physically now?
Well, physically, we're a little outside of San Francisco, and we're in a lovely town. It is a lovely town. It's called Lafayette. Just a lovely town, lovely people. Very busy. It's a busy place, but it's a beautiful one. It is a very beautiful city or town, let's call it. Not sure.
So are you living and you have your station stuff all in the close proximity or not?
Right. It's similar where we, you know, we have our equipment and we designate a portion of the building off for the equipment and studios and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, we've been able to put in everything and bring in the lines we needed, bring in the phone carriers, bring in the redundancy, you know, I mean, like Comcast cable, and bringing them in, and then, you know, also bringing in a fiber optic line, you know.
So did you have to end up getting a T1 because
well,
the other
was? Well, not a T1. A transmission line is great, you know, when we had one in Paradise.
Right.
But it's a 1.5 megabyte static line. You get that upload limit and download limit. So we could use it sparingly pretty much for show streams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we used, the transmission line for the show streams and what have you, because you can't fit a lot on 1.5 meg, to be quite honest. And so we had to use another carrier. It's not a transmission line. It's actually a fiber optic cable, I guess. And they bring it in, and then they give you a pipe directly dedicated for 75 meg, right, up and down. So it's quite a bit better. I was just tickled that they offered it in this area, but it's a nice area, so I shouldn't have been too surprised. Offered it right into a home building, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was really nice. We have that scheduled to come in on the 26th. And so we'll have a fiber optic cable in here, and then we can really start winding it right up. Because right now I see that even with what we got, when you start putting out a lot of information steady, 24/7, you're uploading it, the highway hiccups, and a lot of those highways, they have these bumps on the road, maybe purposely, just a hiccup, just so you get the weight off the road, so to speak, get the big truck off the road, I don't know, but when you're a semi and you're on that internet highway, they feel you. I mean, it seems to be, most networks offer a party line. Mm-hmm. And that party line encompasses, giving you the bandwidth they can most comfortably give you at any specific time, I would imagine. So if you don't have something truly dedicated to the amount you need, it can become futile to do this industry. Futile. I've known many who've tried. Because you just don't get the quality, and you cut off your listeners, and you cut off your callers, and things go wonky.
Well, Don, one of the things that I don't think our listeners really understood, I know just before all of this happened, you were ready to sign some major contracts, and I don't know that people really understand how important and how big and how successful you've been in putting this talk show radio together. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was about and how is that still all available and getting back together for you?
Thank you for asking. Really, I appreciate that. It's coming together. We work with great people now. We're very conscious, or we don't work with people at all, unless they're conscious people. We don't, really. And so, which is nice, because the people we work with, are conscious as well, and have been able to work through us this an all-female company, by the way, that is quite a juggernaut when it comes to savvy business, and they're really always on the ball, these ladies. They continually stay in contact with us. They ask us what we need. They helped us through all the different procedures and all the different companies you have to work with, and then whoever the liaison for that, issue or department is, until you get through it all. They're fabulous. And so I see no problem there, because all the documents and agreements and everything all went to them. Right. We might be missing a couple little pieces, but, at this point, it's a fait accompli. All we really have to do is go through one more pass with, I guess, the DOD, and that's clearing the computers and the IP address and everything like that. And when that's finished and you got another payment out the door, then it looks like it's a cinch from there. But, gosh, don't know. I really don't know. Doug's handling more of this than me. I'm probably only hearing the good ends of it. I'm not sure.
If some of our listeners would like to help with the Mega Millions that it's taking to get all this put back together, how could they best do that? Because I know I've had people ask me, and I said, well, let's wait and see what the update is. And I know at one point there was a GoFundMe, but then Doug said they were taking it down, and so I wasn't sure direct people.
We did take it down, not the GoFundMe account, but we took it down off EBS Radio's website, main website, right? That's maybe what he was trying to say, because we didn't want to keep, through Christmas and any time afterwards, keep saying, hey, here we are, we need money. Doesn't fit right when all the people in the world gave us exactly what we requested, exactly what we need. They put us back in business. Gosh, we're so grateful. Are you kidding? We did it. I mean, if anybody truly look, to be honest, we made it. We did it. We got the equipment we needed. We got the funding from the people, from so many great listeners and friends and fans and hosts and broadcasters and podcasters. We did it.
And now you have credit cards loaded up, though?
Pardon me?
And now you still have your credit cards totally loaded with all of this equipment?
Well, you know, there's that, of course. There's always the, you know, but think, we're now back in business to be able to handle that ourselves and be able to get to it. And, you know, with the, and it's nice because, gosh, this is something we love. We love doing this, truly.
Right.
And, you know, to steal not only that sort of love and resources, but, you know, financially it'd been difficult. And, you know, not doing what you love, difficult. So, I mean, with both of those extremes slapping you, it's difficult. I'm just glad. We're blessed, Marita.
Okay. So when people do want to help you, how do they do that?
Oh, well, thank you.
Now I know you're very, you know, you are giving, and I think that it might be appropriate to allow people to give back if they choose, because, you know, there is a joy in giving as well.
I understand. Truly, thank you. You're absolutely, of course, right. Thank you. Where can they, you know, it's a weird kind of an address. It's, let me see, I think it's, bear with me, I'll try to find it. There we go. Okay. The address would be, if they wanted to donate, because again, when we took it off, I don't really remember those numbers and everything, but it is GoFundMe.com/6DXE0SG. In other words, 6 Delta X egg 0 Sam Google.
Okay.
You know, it's
6
it's
a, you, D
yeah, X 6 D X E and then a 0 and then an S as in Sam and a G.
Don, is that a D as in David?
Yeah, 6 David Zandier Elf, and then a 0, and then an S, and a G.
Okay, and then is there what about PayPal or anything like that? Is that something that if people have access to
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, most
that'd
definitely.
Be easier.
Sure, sure. There's a PayPal. If somebody clicks at BBS Radio and then goes down to featured blogs, there's okay. still an article that's the second article dated, you know, there that says from Donald and I and our family. And it has the links in there to the GoFundMe and the play and the, you know, to the other company.
Okay.
Yeah, PayPal.
Well, I'm just thinking that there are some that only are on the telephone. And right. if they don't go to the website, is it easy to tell them what the PayPal is or
sure. If someone wanted to, they could go to our website and then scroll down to, the payments page. It'll say, something like, pricing and payments.
Okay.
And when they click on it, there'll be a PayPal donation button on that page.
Okay. All right, and so if there are listeners that didn't get all this. If you want to call me, I'll help you. That's 317-773-0061.
Thank you.
Okay.
And so, I'm sorry it's a bit noisy in here, only because we still haven't got earphones. We got headphones, but gosh, you buy headphones thinking they're earphones and vice versa. I'm still new at this shopping thing. So,
Right. So, what else? Is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners that that you would like help from someone or some people or a group? Or is there anything that you're still looking for in terms of space or in terms of items or anything that would be helpful for someone else to help you with?
You know, oddly enough, there is a campfire benefit that some people are putting on in the area on Saturday. If you went to facebook.com/BBS radio, there's a fundraiser benefit. The campfire benefit. And a lot of good people and good singers are going to be there. It's to provide for those, you know, in the campfire. And so, great way to come on out and meet us. We'll be there personally, of course. We want to meet those people. And it's going to be in a beautiful place somewhere in San Francisco, folks. And again, it's campfire benefit. I think some pretty big names will be there, like Sting and others. Mm-hmm. Some good names coming. You know, the people who put this on have, you know, a little bit of clout, so it'll be wonderful to see the people that come out and trying to, you know, coordinate ways of giving back, you know, to those who've lost everything. You know, I mean, it's shocking. How do you replace it all? Even like us, like we got here, we had nothing to move. You know, it's weird when you have nothing and you have a family of four kids, right, and a wife. And it's a lot of normal things that are back on your brain, you know. A lot of things hanging on there. But then it hits you. You know, gee, I absolutely had nothing to move. Boy, that was easy.
Yeah, that was hard to even imagine.
That little floor, that floor mouse, that was easy.
Oh, not even imagine having a toothbrush or a change of jeans or anything.
Right, there's been some unique aspects to the whole dynamic. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what else would you like for listeners to know? And they can always connect with you and connect with me, and we'll make sure that the messages all get through. But what else would you think people are? Is there anybody on the panel here that would like to ask Don a question while we've got him?
I have a question for Don.
Okay.
All right.
What are all the insurance companies telling all the people of Paradise? Are they going to cover if you had any insurance, or are they going to just simply say an act of God and not pay anything?
Well, my opinion, if you don't have insurance, nobody's going to jump right out and give you something. Right. In other words, for those who don't have insurance, the insurance companies, are they going to just jump right out and make? Probably not. They're probably going to be dealing with overwhelming losses for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know how generous they'll be. You know, they're going to, you know, these insurance companies are going to be paying out a little bit on this.
Do you have any more information about how? What I noticed is that the trees and even the little bushes and things are standing. Why did not any of that burn?
A whole lot of theories about that. I have my own, but mine is more of a wait and see, you know, because there are quite a number of theories out there. You know, it's kind of a wait and see now. I mean, right. Who's guilty and of what? Mm-hmm. And why? So, tough to say. You know,
doesn't it seem unusual, though, that...
Oh, there were a lot of unusual things about the way it all went down, but yeah. I haven't been through one of those too often in my life, so I wouldn't know if that would be unusual or usual.
Well, the only thing we see on TV is when they see those pictures, and then we see pictures of other places, and you know,
right.
The trees and the bushes and everything are gone. I mean, it just looks different. And so I was just curious why they thought maybe it did look different.
You know, those trees in that area are pretty resilient. A lot of them have been through many brushes, to be honest. They're resilient. They seem to be really resilient to fire, some of them. You know, as for why some areas got a little more than others, tough to say. I don't know. I'd hate to stick my foot in it because I honestly just don't know.
It looks like that Rama has just typed something and saying that the GoFundMe link is on the sidebar of the 2013 Rainbow Roundtable. Is another place for people to go find it if they want it in writing. So you just type that information. So thank you, Rama.
Thank you.
Well, what else, if you have anything else in closing here to share with people, or if anybody else on the panel here wants to ask a question, we've kept on along. Yes.
Rama didn't type anything in there, so maybe it's from Ross.
Ross or Randy?
Or Randy, because we didn't type anything. So.
Or maybe Doug.
I'm the guilty one. I confess. I did right. it.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
Well, Don, I just want to tell you that you are truly the phoenix rising from the ashes.
Oh, and Dr. Vinayak, gosh. I'm crushing on you now. Thank you. Thank you.
We're so grateful that you're alive and well, along with your brother and family, and everything else is replaceable on some level, hopefully.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a beautiful lesson. I mean, what a beautiful lesson to be given, though. I mean, it's pretty exquisite. And so I'm rather curious. I'm not saddened. I'm not overwhelmed by it. I'm not, anymore, to be honest. But I'm more curious in some respects as to what exquisite meaning this has for me.
Mm-hmm.
It must be something pretty interesting. It's definitely captured my attention.
Could I say something? Yeah. As you're talking, it just came to me about the Tao. The Tao, there's a quote there that says, the Tao does nothing and everything gets done.
Interesting.
And the Tao in different religions, it's God, does nothing and everything gets done. And it would seem that you're at that stage in your life where what I see, the whole new beginning for you, that you're going to expand. And this is a whole new beginning. You had to let go of all the old for all the new stuff to come in.
I love that. I think you're right on.
And just be wide open to all the new stuff coming.
Right.
It's going to be challenging,
but
you're going to love it.
They'll be dropping it off by the plane loads.
I just think that it's going to be far-reaching, that's all. I think you're ready for it.
Thank you. Thank you. I am. I truly thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited because the future is so bright. You know, the one thing that I've always loved, if you can give people hope and future, what more do they need?
Exactly. Well, be open to it. That's the other thing.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. And you had, as I mentioned before, you were just ready to sign a major contract, and we didn't talk about that. I don't know if you want to or not, but that for people to really understand your ranking in the world in this kind of talk radio, that you're really at the top.
Well, we were. We've fell a long way. I mean, the listeners and audience are, you know, sometimes, you know, they get used to something else right away. That's why you never want to be down for long periods of time. This, yeah, it's definitely going to hurt us. You know, we won't, it'll have hurt us. The damage will have been done. I already know that. I see that. In the long term, if you're looking at the kind of audience you lose due to something like that, it's not small, right? In other words, yeah, that's always gonna, you know, be a slap to my face, only because it's difficult to overcome that, right?
Well, it just
takes time of steady broadcasting. You can't.
We know together with all of our listeners and with everything that it is in divine order, and that everything that you had put together will be
back. Marina, again, the people did it. They got us here. They did it. That's why my twin brother and I are reticent, actually, about promoting our GoFundMe anything anymore. Only because, gosh, there are so many needing people in the world. And what we needed, they gave it to us. They stepped right up to the plate, said, here you go. Now, what are we to say to that? You know, I mean, we are overwhelmingly grateful. But it's its own statement, and it's a beautiful one. And Doug and I, you know, that's why we, you know, didn't want to go ahead and be pushing that anymore. Because, again, we have been somehow blessed by so many to have made this happen. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. So,
well,
you know, let's...
We're just so grateful that you're back, and all of us, and all of our listeners, and we just invite anyone that wants to help to do that. There's always more that can be done. And we do know that you're alive and well.
Keep your show on the air. Get the listeners to keep your show on the air, Marita. Keep donating to Marita. Marita Pickett's show, and Tara and Rama, and Hard News on Friday, and of course, the true history of our galactic world, and Nisara, right? So, keep donating. Let's keep their programs going. We love them. You're a core part of our network. You're like infrastructure.
Okay.
Right? So.
Well, yeah. We are grateful, and we just look forward to lots more years of playing with you every week. And
that would be the best blessing, truly. Yes, I would like that. Yes.
So, we'll if we are done with this conversation, we will let Rama always talks to so many interesting people all week, and we try to have a little time here for him to tell us who did he talk to and what did they say and what can he share. So if we're finished with this conversation with Don, we say
thank you. Thank you. In fact, perfect timing, because I have 5 minutes to get a show on the air. So
I'm watching the clock here.
You are right on, Marita. I love you. I love your audience. Omina, Randy, Dr. Vinayak, Tara, Rama, Caroline, I mean, gosh, you're such a wonderful part of me, and thank you for being there. Truly, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn. You do a wonderful service for so many people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gosh, appreciate that. Thank you.
And it's all going to come back to you.
Thank you.
And, Dawn, I'm going to say this, that because of who you are, and your brother too, and your whole family, it's all one, and we're one together, and we recognize each other. That is where a small group of concerned citizens come together, and miracles happen for everyone. Sorry, now.
Okay. All right. So, Rama, who'd you talk to this week, and what did they say?
Thank you. And thank you. I'm sorry. I was trying
thank
to get
you,
the other
Don.
Show on. Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll talk to you in an hour.
Okay. You've got it.
Love you, dude.
Rama, okay. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yes.
Where do you want to start? I mean, you talk to a lot of folks.
I have. It's been a wild week with the energies and the fiascos going on in the District of Criminals. And I could start from...
You can talk about Tom the Ringtail Cat back on Monday. And he talked about these huge chunks of the Matrix just falling into oblivion.
Yeah, because what they're playing with is all this fear and fascination with the dark side and disaster, extinction-level event scenarios, and that's been canceled as far as I am concerned. And
well, people are running, like today, and we lost another one, Mr. Mattis.
Yeah,
he said, I'm quitting in protest.
Oh, yeah. And Rama, did you know that we have totally defeated ISIS?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's what our president said.
I know. Well, we talk about
I thought you'd be glad to make a comment on that.
With all due respect, our president is delusional, and I am safe in saying that he's not really the president because he unlawfully played with the election, and it wasn't Russia. It was both sides of the coin because the multinational, and I'll put it on another chunk, the ICC, and this goes into the secret space program and the black budget, and I am sure that Mr. Mattis is caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, because there are many within the Pentagon that are not supporting the insanity that is going on right now. And I say that because Mr. Putin gave a 4-hour talk today, and when you have a defense budget of how many billions?
716 billion, I think.
Are you planning to take on Thanos, who is an immortal? You know, I mean, excuse my language, but WTF.
And the yearly budget for Russia is $46 billion.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Putin is not planning to start an intergalactic war, but Mr. Trump is very likely to do something stupid and try to create that right now. The reason I say that is it's not so much him as it is the other Khazarian mafia players who have a vested interest in continuing the Matrix and the enslavement of humanity at this time. Yet the writing is on the wall, as Lord Kryon has said, and many others at this time. Everything.
But let's say the deeper thing. It's called the deep state.
Yes.
And the story is not not the Kremlin, not Russia.
No.
Per se, meaning Putin. It's about the Khazarian mob.
And
this is controlling everything until it's not. But the markets crashed down 500 points today. And that's got to do with the Fed head. He's a very ultra-conservative person. Yet yesterday he raised the interest rate by 2%. Not a quarter percent or a half or three quarters. 2%.
And this caused President Trump to lose it.
Yes, he said, you defied me. You went up against me. In other words, it's not about anything else. And there's too many pieces out there which are saying that he's going to get everybody free. But he's going to get the dinar and the dong and the Zimbabwe revalued. And that's the King of Swords. What did he say to you about that?
That is nonsense, is what he said. Because the people that are playing with these stories are the ones ultimately in this fight to the death amongst the 13 families. And in the last couple of days, the chairman of the Vatican financial office, he was nailed for child pornography and rape and abuse, and this has gone to the level where the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice is involved now. And how Mr. Francis, who, you know, along with the other characters that are Ratzinger and whoever else is still hanging out in the Vatican, let's just say that's why everybody I've talked to this week has said that the large chunks of the matrix are falling apart. The light that's pouring in right now from great central sun through Helios and Vesta through our sun is raising it up, like the song says, you raise me up. And what that's doing is raising every particle, whether it's that animal, vegetable, or mineral, up to the highest level right now. And the dark side can't take it. So they are going insane.
So, well, the other thing is that Nancy Pelosi and people on both sides of the aisle, she proposed that a budget be extended out to the 8th of February.
Right.
And the Congress voted, and it won. And then Mr. President Trump decided that he was going to use an executive order to say no. And so now we're back to shutting the government down no later than Friday. And that's against the law. It's against the Constitution. The president may not override the legislative branch of government because it represents the people. That's a serious issue.
Yes, it is.
And
what's
going to
happen?
I think I heard you. You were a little bit down there in the background, like you sound like you're a little bit in a tunnel, Marita. Did you say what's going to happen?
Yes.
Right. Okay, somebody's up in the front and making a lot of noise. Just mute your phone out for a minute so then it's a little clearer. Star 6, everybody.
So what's going to happen with the conflict between the two? How is it going to get resolved?
How it's going to get resolved is right now they're, you know, I call him Mr. 666, and the Ice Queen, his wife, Jared and Ivanka, are implicated as suspects in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi, and President Trump is also implicated in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi.
By consulting with them to do this.
Yes.
And let's just explain. The reason Rama calls Jared Kushner 666 is because the deal that he's got with the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates is you play and plan with us to get rid of Mr. Khashoggi because he started talking about 9/11 being an inside job.
That's right.
Which implicates the Saudis as well as the United States because they colluded together to do that.
And there is.
And it also implicates Mr. Trump because he made bets in the put options on the 10th of September 2001, along with Bloomberg and Larry Silverstein, and they made billions and billions of dollars because they knew they were going to do 9/11. And it's now clear that almost 90,000 people were murdered the next day. So they made money, blood money, off of murdering that many people.
Yes.
When they took that tower down. Okay. And then the other thing is that the Saudis and UAE said, we're going to give you the money you need to bail out your building on Fifth Street called 666 Fifth Street.
Right.
He needs billions or at least a billion or more. And then the other thing, the deal is that Mohammed bin Salman has been wanting Erdogan to stop talking about that murder.
That's right.
And so does Ivanka and Jared and Mr. Trump, because they're all implicated together in the murder of Khashoggi. So then Mr. Trump made a deal with Erdogan. And the deal was, I will pull out our troops from Syria if you will be quiet about the Khashoggi murder.
Right.
And Mr. Erdogan said, deal. There's only one big problem. That the deal is this, that as the U.S. have been in a coalition partnership with the Kurdish people, and the Kurdish people have been on the front lines and have saved hundreds, I can say at least, of U.S. soldiers' lives.
I went to Kurdistan in the 70s. It was a real country. Now it is a wasteland that looks like Mordor. I'm not kidding.
I know. And the other thing is that Erdogan will slaughter every Kurd he can get his hands on. He'll even go into Syria and kill him there. And that we already know. So Mr. Trump has made a deal, which includes that he's going to save his daughter and his son-in-law and sacrifice a whole group of people so that Erdogan can go and slaughter them. This is much more serious than we can see. And of course, it also includes getting money for Jared's building to be saved. So that's the deeper story. Now we have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And Rama, you saw this weird thing on the internet that said the Anunnaki are going to come in and stop Erdogan from slaughtering. I mean, what did you add? Did you talk to your people about?
I talked to Tom the Cat about this for about a minute today in a text message conversation. And he basically was just saying that there are stories coming out of Palmyra, Syria, which is a major stargate, just like Baghdad is a major stargate. Those huge ziggurats, and there's this place in Baghdad called the Gate of Ishtar, and it's a blue building. It's actually cobalt blue or like lapis blue, and there are bulls carved on the stones. I mean, ornate, incredible artwork. And you must pass through the Gate of Ishtar in order to be blessed by the gods to enter the kingdom of Babylon. And the U.S. troops, when we invaded and occupied Iraq and Afghanistan, we did not do that after 9/11. And let's just say the wrath of the gods is on the U.S. military for that violation of the energies of that land. There are beings that protect the ziggurats and the temples there that are thousands, maybe millions of years old, because they are part of the kingdoms that make up the flora and the fauna and the structure, infrastructure of that area, and they're connected with the jinn. And you mess with them, they'll mess with you.
But didn't your people say, tell you something about, you know, like what Marita's original question was, is what's going to be done about this? You know, isn't there supposed to be some intervention now?
As we lead up in the next moments, as the sun, you know, the King of Swords today just told me, read Tanya Gabriel's message. Leave the dreck alone.
Well, let me read it really quick. But on this level, I say that what we're looking at right now is the only thing that really can change this is intervention.
Yeah. And that's,
because if you've been following, especially Dr. Richard Wolff, he is an extremely insightful person. He's a Faction 3 white knight.
Yes, he is.
And he's been helping New Mexico to get a state bank that's free and clear of, like the one in North Dakota.
It's still in the
process. It's been banned and fought against and all kinds of stuff by the wrong folks. But this peaceful Christmas message from Tanya, she says, blissful blessings, Cancer full moon tomorrow. No, it's today. Okay, I don't have my calendar out. Somebody knows what time. Randy, can you look it up? Friday, December 1st.
The full moon is on the 22nd.
Okay, thank you, Vinay. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. On December 22nd, one day, thank you, Vinay, after the winter solstice. Okay, try to mute out again because it's hard.
And the Stargate is on the 21st.
Right. There you go. All right. So an exquisitely positive full moon in Cancer on the 22nd, Friday, invites us to explore our life from a brand new, brand new perspective. It's the final lunation of the year as we cross the threshold into 2019. First, a very quick reminder that all our blueprints and online trainings are now on sale. Yet only until Friday, the 21st. Due to the timing, a day after the solstice, the impact of this full moon is increased, especially since a solstice creates the birth chart for the next 3 months until the equinox in March, starting springtime. So on this second of five consecutive full moons, it's at 0 degrees. Uranus is trying the sun in sextile to the moon. Those are good aspects.
Yes.
Uranus, it speaks of great change, imminent great sudden change, sudden change.
And like,
being trined with the sun is in the favor of the children of the sun.
Like Mad Dog Mattis resigning in a fit.
And sextile the moon That's also good configuration. It's the aspect of the divine feminine is dancing with the divine masculine.
Yes.
So the divine will combined with the divine wisdom is working together. And then Venus is trine Neptune. Neptune being the higher aspect of Venus as love, only Neptune's in Pisces, water, and Venus is in Scorpio, another water. So this is double water trine, Venus and Neptune. So be careful not to get into negative emotion, you know, poor me stuff, or don't know how to, you know, stay in balance with that lots of watery stuff. The full moon is in a T square to Chiron, the wounded healer, in Mars. Now, that's lesson plans.
Yeah.
That's telling us that it's more important than ever not to be impatient, not to go too fast. Rama kind of hurt himself really bad here. He fell on an ice skating rink that's been in our backyard. And we thought it was because the snow was falling off the roof for the last 2 weeks because it's been snowing quite a bit, which we were just saying, fine, we've been in a drought for years. Finally, when I told the property manager, Rama hurt his arm really bad and he's lucky he didn't break it. She called somebody to come and check, and he went up on the roof and he found that there was a pipe broken and we were losing water that was supposed to be turned off from the time of the swamp cooler at the end of September being turned off for the winter. So evidently the person that came to do that didn't do his job.
Right.
So we got to put all that in the circle of support. But nonetheless, Rama thought he was Superman and he could just ice skate on the ice out there and go do something. And he saw stars for not the exactly right good reason. So on the 22nd, one day after the winter solstice, an exquisitely positive full moon in Cancer invites us. As he said, it's the final lunation of the year. Due to the timing right after the solstice, the impact of the moon is increased, and the Cancer governs our heart, and it is the sign that rules, that is ruled by the moon. There are major focuses on our home, our family, our roots, and our ancestors, our soul family, and intimate relationships. So your feelings are even more activated than ever in a very unusual full moon in Cancer. And Nada told you from she got up there at the UN and she talked to the Israeli-Palestine issue. And she said that there are these tunnels. I guess we should pass the talking stick in a minute. But past the tunnel underneath between Lebanon and Israel, Netanyahu and his people are blaming that those tunnels were built by Hezbollah from Lebanon to Israel to attack Israel with rockets. The true story that Nada told Rama is that Israel built those tunnels, and then they sent their black ops over to Lebanon, and they used Israeli rockets to launch at Israeli people and hurt them, their own people. And in order to blame Lebanon, because now what Netanyahu is having trouble with is he's trying to hide because he's been caught. He's been caught by the International Court of Justice as a war criminal for crimes against humanity, especially if you're talking about the Palestinian people. And he's been running around all over Europe trying to get somebody to give him a way to hide. And everybody, all the leadership are saying, no, there's a price on your head. See you later. So he's trying to create a war with Lebanon. And the thing is that Lebanon's connected to Iran. That's and Iran right. will continuously, you know, act in behalf of Lebanon and assist. So he's really trying to start a world war in order to distract him. When you see things like that, that's a desperate situation. So what we can do has used this wonderful energy of this Cancer, full moon, and this, and Nada told Rama, he told you too, that tomorrow's solstice could change everything, as Naomi Klein says.
Yeah.
Change everything.
The power of this solstice in particular could just turn it, and everything could change all at once. I'm not promising. I'm just saying that's what I heard.
And they keep on telling us now, I mean, more than ever now, they're saying that it's very imminent, that the shutdown of the government is just one thing, but the global collapse of the matrix. And remember, Mr. Netanyahu is the head of the Khazarian global mafia. So that means he's caught. So that does represent the end of this evil reign on the planet. Still got to be patient.
Yes, chop wood, carry water, and breathe.
Rama?
Yes.
Did you take a look at that silver disc I put on the sidebar? Have you seen that yet?
No.
Like a silver violet? Oh, wait a minute. Where is it? I don't see anything over there, Rama.
It's a close up of the disc.
Oh.
Is that the way you're supposed to go, or are you supposed to go back the other way?
I don't see it.
It's on the sidebar to the left of the on my Windows 10 one.
Oh, I have Windows 7, so
yeah.
So do I, Rama, and it should be still on the left.
Ah.
Click on the little note. Looks like a piece of paper with three lines on it on the left hand side, and it should open that up.
Oh, okay, now I see it.
Oh, yes, that one, that silver one.
Yeah.
Now, what is that supposed to represent?
That was taken December 19th in Salem, Indiana. And how far is that from you, Marita?
Oh, less than 100 miles.
Wow.
So what is it?
Well, a lady's taking these pictures. She's got a massive amount of pictures of stuff from the sun and everything. I'll forward her Facebook page to you later.
Yeah, so Rama can send stuff to Penny to put in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Rama found this gold dust. It looks like it's a super bright gold dust light in the sky. And it has these shafts of gold dust, monatomic gold, and they're coming right down in front of this apartment complex building in Sweden. And we sent that to, I mean, it's just beautiful. It's absolutely exquisite. So there are people that are having experiences and capturing them and sending them. And I think, Randy, you saw that and Caroline saw it.
Yes, I've seen it.
It's just been running all over the place on the internet. So galactic intervention of every kind is going on. But Lady Master Nada is commanding the podium at the General Assembly and at the UN Security Council meetings on a regular basis now. She's speaking to all the indictments and more. Oh, that's one more thing. On Friday night, it was Mr. Trump that was indicted by Mueller and his...
Yes.
He was indicted for treason on Friday night, and it wasn't that corporation that they've been saying on MSNBC. And they emptied and sealed the floor so that nobody got to see that that's what was going on, but that did happen. That's important.
We pass the talking stick back to you, Marita Roberts.
Well, thank you. And we've had a very unusual evening here as far as timing and everything, but... It's been an unusual last 5 or 6 weeks since we've been able to be together because of the fire. And I just wanted Don to have a chance to share some of the things that have been going on. What we had planned to do here was to have Omina to open up the lines and allow people to call in and ask questions as she has made herself available for that. It's gotten a little later here than I expected. I didn't know it was going to take as long for your report here this time. So what's the team want to do? Shall we still go ahead and do that? Mina, are you still awake? I know it's way past your bedtime.
No, I'm still here. I'm just wondering, you know, I'll do whatever anybody else wants to do. I don't know if many people will call in because it's almost 10:30.
Yes.
You know, so what's your heart's desire?
What's
anybody's heart's desire?
Okay, so let's just say we'll open it up and see what happens. And
sure,
if we have some calls or if anybody on the panel here wants to ask Omina a question, we'll do that. So if you would, and maybe we ought to tell Omina, go ahead and explain what it is you do so that they'll know what kind of a question to ask.
Well, they can ask. I'm a spiritual medium and a clairvoyant and a soul historian. If anybody calls in, if they're asking about another person, I just need a first name and the relationship to that person. They can ask about anything. They can ask about work, about themselves, about health. If the answer comes to me, you will get the answer. And
when you're talking about this at the beginning there, this would be if you have somebody that's crossed over on the other side that
yes.
you would like to speak with. So
yes.
make sure that that's what people understood.
Absolutely. If some of your loved ones or enemies have passed over and you want to know about them, we most certainly will do our very best to bring you the information about them. And I think it's important to contact your loved ones and any enemies you may have, because it's also an opportunity for healing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our perception about who we think are our enemies, it's because we personalize it or misunderstand the message or the relationship, and this is an opportunity to get some clarity to it. And that oftentimes can be very healing. Either way, that can be very healing for lots of people. So that's why I include our perceived enemies as well as our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and this is coming up to the holiday season. And during the holiday season, a lot of people have a very difficult time coping with the holidays because of either trauma or loved ones that have passed over, you know, and has left them. And there's a lot of lonely people in the world, and there's a lot of sad people in the world. And holidays are very, very difficult for people who have had different life experience. I do know that there are some people who hate the holidays because they've grown up in dysfunctional families or alcoholic families or traumatized families, and holidays have always been ruined for them. So some people I've met have never been able to get over the trauma to create their own holidays and enjoy it. And with a little bit of work, when they understand how they're still continuing the pattern that they came out of because of a parent or a caretaker or whatever reasons, they begin to understand, and then they begin to create their own traditions. They let go of somebody else's traditions.
So if people want to call in, let me go ahead and give the phone numbers so they could write those down. You can do 888-429-5471 or 323-744-4831. 4841. 888-429-5471, 323-744-4841. And so you can ask a question and about most anything and see what is given to Amina. And, you know, I had never thought about the Christmas, but my Grandpa Beck actually died.
Uncle Don got us all back up here.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, that's Benaiah. Okay, we had a picture of him in a moment. I was just saying that I had not even thought about this till you brought it up, but my Grandpa Beck actually passed on Christmas Day. We went just a week or so before I was 4 years old, so I'd never even thought about asking about how that has affected me.
Well, it may not affect you if he was an older man and you're a very little toddler, so to speak. It may have not affected you the same way.
Right.
You know?
I don't
know. So everybody is different and they experience things differently. And it's all important. The main thing, however, is to start letting go of things that are still hurting you. And learning how to do that. That's the healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And to be consciously aware where the trauma or the hurt or the anger or the sadness or the grief may be coming from is a step towards healing. Doesn't mean when you heal, it doesn't mean you're cured of it all. You just have a memory of everything that's not so painful. It might be sadness, but not so painful. And that's healing. That there's a big difference there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you know.
And it's pretty late, so that's why I don't know if we will have any callers, because they don't really expect us to be on this late.
Exactly. And it's only, yes, it might take a couple of weeks for everyone to get back on because.
And they don't even know that we're back on, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because they may not have even known why you were down.
Right. And that's why I wanted Don to explain it.
Yeah.
So people would have a knowing of what was really happening. So.
Well, they will come. They'll come.
This is Tara.
Yes,
Omina. Tara. How about this question?
Yeah.
This is somebody we all know, but our sister Angel Sue's been going through some suffering, and the institution is not living up to their codes and not doing things right. Is there some insights, can maybe Archangel Michael or somebody around there that you really have a good connection with that could make some suggestions that are helpful where things could happen from what Angel Sue might be able to do or somebody anyway? I don't know the answer. I just wanted to get some insight onto how to help the situation.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing is, first of all, Michael is saying we don't interfere with free will.
Right.
This is where Angel Sue might need the support, because Angel Sue has to find her own voice mm-hmm. in what she wants and what she'll tolerate and what she won't tolerate. Okay?
Right.
So it has to begin there.
Okay.
We can all go in there with our blaring horns and make a stomp and everything else. But the bottom line, it comes down to her.
Well, she is not getting appropriate care, and she is complaining, her doctor, she's going to have to have her doctor say something because.
Well, but that comes, again, you see, that comes from Angel Sue to her doctor. Angel Sue can also ask for an advocate. I don't know how old Angel Sue is, but they have elderly services in the town she's in. I don't know what support system she has, but she can get an advocate from the social services.
Well, she is in a nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. I'll pass that along.
When you're in a nursing home, you don't have to be totally isolated. There's social workers in nursing homes. Okay. Oh. She can ask for an advocate from the state.
Okay.
She can ask a social worker to get her an advocate from the state. Again, and I'm saying with this with love, but this is not a judgment or anything else, but it all begins with the person themselves. They have to know who to ask for, what to ask for, but the bottom line is they have to be okay in themselves asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Omina.
Yeah.
Do advocates from the state have some kind of you might say, muscle to make things change if there's a lot of things that aren't being, you know, like aren't being done in appropriate ways.
What they would do is she gets an advocate from the state. They're going to deal with her first. They're only going to deal with her if she's the one that wants the help. If it's a collective complaint, then they would do an investigation. She's in a state-funded facility. They run a little different than private fund, okay? And she's probably, I don't know if she's on Social Security, but most of her Social Security would go to her care. If she's there and she's suffering, she needs to hit her physician, her care physician, with a cosmic 2x4. Okay? That's what she needs to do. She needs to hit somebody with a cosmic 2x4. She can definitely ask Michael to help her with the cosmic 2x4. And he will do that. And she needs to bring in Raphael for the healing and the energy, and Michael for the protection while she's speaking up for herself. There's no need for her to suffer.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what
the Buddha say, right? Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional.
Well, that's very philosophical, but it doesn't help when you're in a bed and you're in an awful lot of pain and no one's paying attention to you. She needs a cosmic 2x4. Mm-hmm. I'll send her one.
Okay. Oh, okay. Are you writing notes, Marita Robert?
I am. I will communicate this to Angel Sue.
Absolutely. She needs to make some noise.
Oh, she has been, and I won't talk about it on the air here, so.
Right. But Angel Sue is a very gentle soul. She needs to get the warrior in her and get the warrior out there.
Okay. All right. So who went? Is there anybody here on the panel that wants to ask a question? I'm not sure that we're going to have any callers here since it's as late as it is this evening. So,
right.
What would you suggest? Is there anything that you want to expound upon before we maybe close out for the night?
Well, yes, I had an idea that everybody could do their own self-meditation. I've been doing it myself. I've been doing it on the Cosmic Law of Forgiveness by Saint Germain, except that I have God and Saint Germain pour down the violet flame on the earth. I get a visual of the earth in my third eye, and then I repeat the Cosmic Law of Forgiveness 3 times while the flame is pouring down over the earth.
Okay.
Because we need that. Does everybody know what the Cosmic Law of Forgiveness is?
Well, why don't you explain it? Because I'm sure there are listeners out there that would not.
Well, while I'm doing it, you can all visualize the world in your third eye.
Okay.
And it goes like this. I am the Cosmic Law of Forgiveness, forgiving all past mistakes that I have ever made. I am the Cosmic Law of Forgiveness, forgiving all past mistakes that mankind has ever made. In God's most holy name, I am. And then I ask God and Saint Germain to fire down the violet flame to purify the earth. And you say that 3 times. It's very powerful. You can do it in your own body. You can do it in whatever. Whatever you want a flame to purify, you can purify all your past lives with this invocation. And I'll repeat it. I am the cosmic law of forgiveness and the violet transmuting flame, forgiving all past lives, forgiving all past mistakes I have ever made. I am the cosmic law of forgiveness and the violet transmuting flame, forgiving all past mistakes that mankind has ever made. In God's most holy name, I am. I am the cosmic law of forgiveness and the violet transmuting flame, forgiving all past mistakes that I have ever made. I am the cosmic law of forgiveness and the violet transmuting flame, forgiving all past mistakes that mankind has ever made. In God's most holy name, I am. The most powerful words in the world is I am. And I always say, I am all that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful, it's just peaceful for me. I had a dream one time of Saint Germain, and I called him Green Gold. I don't know why I called him Green Gold, but he terrified me in the dream until I realized he told me not to be terrified, but he did. And then, of course, didn't know who he was until I was reading a book. I was at a retreat, and I picked up this book, and there I opened up the book, and there's his face. And I knew then who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't bring gold. So, but powerful, powerful, powerful ascended master, Saint Germain is.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Mina.
Yes.
Do you have any suggestions, recommendations for our listening audience and our panel for welcoming in this solstice energy?
Okay, let me look.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course, anytime you're going to bring in new energy, it's all about intention. Everything is about intention. So I would suggest anyone that wants to enjoy this new energy, come up with an intention for it. It can be global, it can be universal, or it can be singular just for you. If you have an intention that you want this energy to bring to you, or take from you in sense, or to transmute it, most certainly put it out there. And then, on the solstice that's coming up, to meditate and just allow. Allow it, put the intention out there, write it down if you must. Some people need to write it. Some people need to say it out loud and hear it. And it really does, it's powerful. And all you have to do then is have the intention and then be open to receiving and just allow. That's kind of like God doing nothing and everything takes care of itself because you allow. I interpret that as I don't have to worry about anything, that it's all going to unfold in front of me, which it has all my life, and don't interfere with it. My intention is always for the higher good. So if you have an intention, that's what I would suggest.
And I see a note here that the Don said he has the phones working, if you've tried and you had a challenge with it, try it again. And the 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, 323-744-4831.
You know, I just thought of something, Marita.
What?
From people around the world that have contacted me and had sessions with me through Skype, most of them have listened with where they go in and check and see if you've been on,
uh-huh.
You know, on the podcast. I bet that's how they're going to keep checking, and they're going to hear this. And next week, there'll probably be a lot more people that will be listening because they've been checking to see probably is there anything new on.
Right.
So they will check that. If I talk to any of them, I will tell them that you're all back up and running. Because I've gotten people contacting me because of being on this program, which I'm very grateful for. So that's one way of, I can go to my emails and see who have I got. Because you have people in Germany, in France, in Italy, Australia,
right.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii, Canada, South America. And they may have been looking to see where you on live or whatever, but they,
right.
When they're looking for the update ones. So I bet that's what they'll do. And they'll
and
be
if they
see.
Go to listen, you know, to the archives,
yes.
Then that is another reason why I wanted to have Don come on, because I thought otherwise they have no idea what's happened in another part of the world. They may not realize that Paradise is where BBS Radio was located.
Exactly, exactly.
So that'll help too.
If they go into the archive and they see that there was one on tonight, they know that you're back on.
Right.
So that's really, you know, that's really, really good. And I know that Caroline Oceana Ryan has some clients with the same way. and she will let them know that you're on.
Right.
Because
and she is going to come on. In fact, we had her scheduled to talk about some of.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
All right. Would you like to ask a question, please?
Yes, I would. I would like to know if my dad is around me. He passed a number of years ago, about the end of November.
And what's his first name?
His name is George.
George?
George.
And what's your name?
Brenda.
Okay, Brenda. Early morning. Very early morning he visits you.
He visits me early morning?
Early morning. He must be a morning man. Early morning. He's not there all the time, but he's there sometimes a couple of times a week, early morning. That's what he's telling me. He said it's like picking daisies.
That sounds wonderful.
Is there anything else you want to ask him?
Is there anything that he has to say to me about how him and Mom are doing?
What's Mom's name?
Grace.
He laughed at that. He's not with her all the time because they have different paths that they have to go on, but that she's well, that she's well. Oh, he said she would like to hang around him more than she's supposed to.
Oh, okay.
But they're
that
both
sounded
well.
Like life.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is, because they continue. Sometimes they have to continue working on what they were working on in life. Sometimes they have to continue that when they pass until they resolve it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's saying that you are blessed.
He says that I am blessed?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I feel I am lots of times, too.
Yes, well, that's him sending you love.
Okay. Yes. I appreciate it lots.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Anyone?
I have a question for Amina.
Okay.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Amina. How many red dresses you got in your closet now?
Well, I'm up to 3.
Hang on. Get on that surfboard and start surfing you that energy wave because it's coming.
Oh, well, I have 3 for different occasions. There's a long one, a mini one, and a short one.
Randy, you ask a question, you get a full answer around here.
Hey.
Absolutely. Love it.
That's what they're for. We're here to have fun. And if it's in a red dress, why not? Someday I'll end up in Thailand. And when I do, I'm going to make sure I have a red dress on when I meet you.
Okay.
You'll recognize me by the red dress.
Anybody else on the panel that wants to ask a question?
It'll match my red shoes then, Amina.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love red shoes.
So do I.
Oh, my God. I just love red shoes. I have a couple of pair of them. I have not been out looking for more, but I don't know what it is. I just love red shoes, and I wear them all the time.
Well, this last week, I gave my granddaughter, who's had many, many challenges and just keeps going. Several years ago, when I lost my daughter, my son, and my husband, and some good friends, they gave me this beautiful little pin. Was a set of it had some stones in it, but it was basically the red slippers, and it's like, okay. Just, Dorothy, click your heels and keep going. That's what you've been doing. And so that was their message. And so this granddaughter's had so many challenges. And I gifted that to her this last week. And I thought, when you talked about the red shoes, that's what it brought up for me. It's like, okay, just click your heels and keep going.
Exactly. And the funny thing about the red shoes, when you start out when you're very young, the heel is very high. And then as you move along, it gets a little lower. And then as you move along, it gets a little lower. And then before you know it, it's flat. But the red shoes still look great. It doesn't matter if it's a silhouette or if it's a flat shoe. But I have on somewhere in my computer this picture of this woman in, you see just the bottom of her feet, and she's got on these beautiful red silhouette, sparkly red silhouette heels. And the caption says, I hope karma kicks your ass when she finds you. I just thought that was great. I mean, if you're going to give karma, you should wear red shoes.
Okay. All right. Well, before Don gets busy here with the other station getting them at the top of the hour, I think we'll just go ahead and close out for tonight. So we thank all of you for being here, and we look forward to seeing you all next Thursday night, same time, same place. And if you have questions and you'd like to have a panel answer them, or if you have suggestions for people you'd like to have on the show, you can send me an email at StargateMarita@gmail.com. StargateMarita@gmail.com, and send me suggestions. And then, or if you want to text something, it's 317-773-0061. So connect with us. Tell us what you'd like to have. Give us suggestions. And if you have people that would really like to be on, we are still looking for someone that can give us a short view of a 5-minute view of the astrology that's happening for this week. And so if any of you have someone that would like to do that and be a part of our regular team here, we would love to have that as well.
Wonderful.
So we bid all of you a wonderful week, and we say good night. And Don, we'll have you play the music and play us out. So see you all next Thursday.
Good night, everyone.